Hello, everyone, and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
JP, what's going on with you? ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa? Well, you know, I feel like we already recorded this.
Well, actually, we did.
Did we?
Yeah. Remember when we were by the beach?
Flashback.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¡Qué vergüenza! Estamos en medio de la playa y estos están gritando.
¿Qué pasa?
Hey, guys, we're directly from Cozumel, Mexico. JP, it's amazing here. How are you doing, Esti?
I just don't want to go back anymore. I want to have, you know, the studio right here.
We're here on the beach in Cozumel, Mexico. We're the only podcast team that vacations together, ladies and gentlemen. And Lily?
Lily, I don't know. I think she went in a...
She's by the pool right now.
Okay, so we're back in Studio Fiesta.
No, Studio Fiesta is a nice place, but I really like Cozumel now.
Yeah, I love Studio Fiesta, but not as much as Cozumel.
That was a fun day. That was a fun day. It was like 10 in the morning, but I'm pretty sure I had an ojo rojo in my hand.
What's an ojo rojo?
An ojo rojo is a michelada with a little bit of jugo de tomate.
Oh my God, that was good. Ojo rojo is the best thing you can get.
I learned that from my friend Leo Guerrero, folks.
Anywho, we have very good lessons last week. We have to talk about this.
That was a terrible transition, my friend. Okay, we had a lesson about the dry cleaners, about mosquito bites. We had the lesson about Miranda rights.
Mosquito bites. We had some mosquito bites.
Yeah, you know who had mosquito bites? Esti. I couldn't look. She'd be like, Pito, my legs, look at them. I'd be like, whoa,
I don't want to see that.
Poor Esti. She was itching the whole time.
So we had the one where we talked about tango argentino.
Okay, that was you. You sang in that lesson.
Oh my gosh. You guys have to support my singing. I know I don't sing very well, but come on, I give it a try.
Leo, no, it's good for you to practice.
All right.
Turn off the podcast, folks. Turn off the podcast. It's very good for you to practice.
I will also talk about baseball, my favorite sport.
You like baseball? You're a baseball player.
Oh, yeah. I love that game. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Latinos who play baseball.
Absolutely.
Especially like in northern Mexico, mm-hmm, and like the Caribbean.
Absolutely.
Like Panama, mm-hmm, Puerto Rico, Dominican. And... if you actually play baseball in the United States, there's a big chance you have already played with a Latino.
Right.
And it's funny because a Latino, when he plays baseball, even if we play with Americans, we just talk in Spanish during the game.
That's true. That's true. Now, folks, if you're not a big fan of baseball, if you don't know the rules, this lesson will actually help you learn the rules.
Yeah, because there's a conversation between somebody who doesn't know anything about the game and, mm-hmm, somebody who's explaining what's going on.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Okay. Now, what's coming up next week?
So next week, we have False Alarm.
False Alarm. That's coming up on Friday, and it has to do with a security alarm that goes off. There's a drunk person in that. Which actor played the drunk person, Leo?
I think it was me.
Yeah,
they always put me as a drunk person.
Oh, yeah. Is the casting director?
Yeah.
All right, what else do we got? At the Mechanics. Now, I just recorded that lesson with Lily, and there's a couple of car words in there.
Yeah, like, I don't know a lot about cars,
mm-hmm,
but sometimes you have to know something, you know?
Yeah, well, they're going to say the words anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Even if you don't know them, they're going to say, well, it's the radiator. If you don't know what the radiator is, you're going to learn the word. We have a recommendation. Which was the recommendation? We have a recommendation if you're traveling and you need to know where to go, like where to go to eat. Leo, when we're traveling, I just do whatever you do. Do you know that?
Well, you know, I'm Mexican. I know what to do in Mexico.
Yeah.
So.
But did you notice that when we were in Mexico? I was like, I want what Leo was having. When you're at the bar, I was like, I'll have whatever he's having.
I guess if I go to Seattle, I'll do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So next thing is getting out of trouble.
Getting out of trouble. So.
What was that about?
That's the one where the waiter dropped the order all over the place.
Yeah.
No, who was the waiter? Was that you?
No, that was Marco, the guy from English Pod.
Marco from English Pod was the waiter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was the head waiter.
You were the boss.
The boss.
You were the jefe. Okay.
I like that. It feels good. Like, hey, you do whatever I say.
All right. I'm feeling a little threatened right now. And the Monday lesson that's coming out is, where is the subway station? Now, are you a subway rider, Leo?
I ride it every day.
Do you?
Yeah, to come to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here in Shanghai, we have a subway system. And you know what? It's full of people.
It's always full. But it's very effective, you know?
Oh, yeah.
In Chicago, mm-hmm. a few days ago.
The L.
The L?
Mm-hmm.
Why the L?
That's what it's called, the L, the elevated train.
But the metro system is called CTA.
Chicago Transit Authority.
Wow, you know everything.
I do.
But it was so empty and scary and I don't know. It doesn't feel like the Shanghai one. It's very nice.
Yeah. Now, Mexico City has a really cool subway as well. It's a metro, right?
Yeah.
But it's more regional. It's not like a local subway. It takes you all over the city.
There are so many lines all over. Mm-hmm.
And I was really impressed when I went to Mexico City that the stations had names that had images. So even like illiterate people can read. Like I remember there was Bell.
Yeah.
And Bell was probably Campana or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really cool. So that it had all these symbols. There's a very visual system.
But watch out in Mexico City because you might go out without a wallet.
So those are the lessons. And let me just say, it's so nice to be back to work and be in front of the microphone again.
Well, what's with your attitude, JP? Come on.
What do you mean?
Like, you sound like sarcastic or something.
No. You know what? I had a great vacation from podcasting in Mexico. And why don't we play a little bit of what I sounded like?
Hey, JP, so
say something.
Yeah, come on, man. Wake up.
I'm on vacation, children. I don't know about y'all, but...
your idea to do this, okay?
Yeah, so... I've got one hand in the sand.
Another one?
That's staying in, ladies and gentlemen.
You didn't even talk. You were so happy. Just like, you were just smiling.
Well, that's what happens. All right, now we have some more audio. Now, Leo, we can't play this entire thing because we went... What were we doing on the beach? It was you, me, SD, our friend Camilo, who didn't even introduce himself on the podcast.
No, he introduced himself as Pedro.
Yeah, well, I cut that out because, it makes no sense. People are going to be mad at us if they hear that stuff. But the one thing that we're going to play now is that there's a little segment where we talk about eggs.
Oh, yeah, because there were so many different kinds of breakfast eggs in Mexico.
Okay, yes, it's true. That's very educational. But why were we talking about that? SD just said, I want to talk about eggs.
Yeah, you know, like you're in the beach, you just talk about whatever you feel like.
All right, let's listen.
I want to talk about huevos.
Huevos rancheros?
No, okay, because this morning I was reading the menu and there was too many kind of huevos.
Yeah.
Y no sabía ni qué huevos.
What kind of huevos are there in Spain?
Pues huevos fritos, tortilla.
¿Qué son los huevos fritos?
Sunny side up. Eso es huevo frito.
Okay, nosotros decimos huevos estrellados.
Ya, yeah, pero es que...
Any kind of huevos, like divorciados.
Sí, había divorciados, divididos, matrimoniales.
Okay, huevos divorciados are divorced eggs. And why do we call them like this? Because, no, we put two eggs with beans in the middle. And south of one color on one side. Esti, leave me alone. And there's green sauce and red sauce, and they're divided by beans. They're delicious.
They're divorced.
And this is what happens, folks, when we are sharing a microphone on the beach. We talk about eggs during ¿Qué pasa?
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, so we're saying eggs, right? We're teaching eggs.
¿Y había huevos a la mexicana, okay?
Huevos a la mexicana son huevos revueltos. These are like scrambled eggs with onion, tomato, and pepper.
And do you have the huevos duros? Huevos escalfados?
About eggs? I mean, for real?
Huevos duros, that's huevos cocidos.
Can we not talk about eggs anymore?
Man, we talked about eggs for a long time. That's edited, by the way.
Really?
I edited
you got
that.
It.
Yes, I did. I cut it. That's cut down. That's the tightest part.
Oh my gosh. We had very good breakfast.
Yes,
we did. In Mexico.
Let's go back. All right, Leo, that's enough. I think that's enough podcasting. Let's sign off.
Yeah. Why don't we use the Cozumel sign off?
Okay, we'll use the Cozumel sign off. Bye, everyone.
Bye. All right, guys, so this is it, directly from Cozumel, Mexico, in La Riviera Maya. And JP, the last words.
If you have any questions for Spanish Pod, please come to SpanishPod.com and click at the bottom of the webpage where it says Contact Us, and we are happy to answer all your questions. For now, it's time for us to go. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Hasta luego.
Hey, by the way, it is really hot. I just met her today.
It's warm and sunny and nice and light.